While they're all talking state standards,
we're sitting on a bar stool making fun of them.
Here we go. Classroom Brew Podcast.
Podcast, everybody. This is going to be we're flying solo on this one. Peter will be back for future episodes, obviously. He's our three quarter time co-host. Scheduling is really hard. That's the main thing, is that it's hard to schedule. This is another weeknight recording because, again, scheduling is really hard. So we're doing it this way. A big shout out to our current Patreon members. We have James, Lish, Cindy, Melinda, Leo, Adam, Sabrina, and Leslie, our current Patreon members. If you want to go above and beyond and support the show, just go to patreon.com/classroombrew. We have some cold weather, so it's been a weird week because it's about to be May, and here we are. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Lish, one of our Patreon members, fan of the show, always reaches out, always interacts, which I love and appreciate. And this is in response to the episode that Peter and I did, which was essentially a drinking game of how much teacher swag Peter could get in a single conference, teaching conference rather. And while I will say, I think Peter nailed it, knocked it out of the park, and the game was a success. Lish mentioned that she was at her own conference, and not only did she get a mini hot sauce, it was like a mini Tabasco, but she sends a picture of all these, like, there's a koozie, plenty of paper pads, a lot of mini steno pads and things like that with logos. I do see the quintessential plastic bottle, but even, you know, stickers and different pens with all their logos and all those different things, and a bag of chips. So shout out to Lish. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. It was a lot of fun to record that one, and hope you guys enjoyed listening to it just like we enjoyed recording it and drinking heavily. And it worked out because the day after that was a later arrival to work. We had other stuff going on. We were not doing our teaching duties that day. So it was plenty of time to recover from doing a weeknight thing. I should point out, good segue. It's not a good segue. Tennessee teachers are, there was a bill passed in Tennessee where teachers are now going to concealed carry firearms. And I think that's enough said about that one. Moving on, the reason that we had the ability to do that drinking game is that we had, one, we didn't go until, we were in the building, unfortunately, but we didn't have to do anything until about 9 o'clock for standardized testing. And the way that they've structured it now, if you know, it used to be that you would read a script and you had to do it word for word and give instructions and move them on and take time and all that stuff. It wasn't hard, but there was stuff to do. Now they have shortened some of these tests, which, okay, cool. But it's mostly an automated online version of the test, which is great for test security. I don't have to worry about someone going back and doing stuff, and the timer is automatic. They can somewhat self-pace themselves. It's nice. Way less to do, but it was a practice test that our kids were doing, which is still required to graduate leading up to their junior year. But the number of kids that just immediately, and I always noticed this, and I'm sure I've talked about this in previous episodes, whenever I would proctor like a Saturday test, whether it be SAT or ACT, something like that, and we see students from our school, but also students from other schools, because there's only so many testing sites on, you know, given dates for, you know, those big tests, right? And just seeing the difference in like how seriously it's taken from some of our kids versus some of the kids from other schools, like they bring their own calculator. It's a calculator with a backlight on it, or they have their own pencils, or they show up on time. They use all of their test time. They have taken maybe multiple versions of this test or done it multiple times and are aware of what the test is at all, versus some of our kids tend to fall asleep immediately, rush through it, maybe do the abacadabra thing, ABA, CA, DA, all that stuff. It's a big, I don't want to say disparity. It's a big difference. We'll just say difference. So that was fun. Loved that, especially the one kid that just is on the cusp of causing what we call an irregularity, where they violated something, but they haven't quite done it yet, but they're close. And you just hope that they, you know, take a really long bathroom break or something like that. And, you know, whatever. So that was a little bit disheartening that day. We even had a couple kids that it basically downloads the test onto the device so that if the Wi-Fi cuts out during, you're still okay. All you need to do is have, you know, worst case scenario, you have to have Wi-Fi at the beginning to get it and then at the end to upload it. And some of these kids, like mid-instruction, I don't teach these kids normally. They don't know me, so I get it. But mid-instruction on how to upload and stuff like that, it's a whole process. The following the script, the few things that I have to do for this new automated system. And the number of kids, after I was like, don't close it. There's a step-by-step process we have. And they closed the computer and just walked out. Remember when I said like almost an irregularity? And basically it came down to another staff member having to find their exact laptop and logging into their thing for them to upload it for them. These are high schoolers, and they couldn't, it's just frustrating. But I will say this, I attended a PD. It was like a dinner and discussion. Peter and I went together, and man, it was so nice and honestly recharged the batteries and kind of reminded me of stuff that maybe strategies or ideas that I used to do or want to do and, you know, haven't done it in a while or never put it together to actually make it happen, or even just to hear from other people. It was nice. Truly recharged the batteries and, you know, hearing from others, networking with others, it kind of gives you a new perspective, especially if they've taught in other schools, like plural, or even just, you know, being in a different school altogether. That's obviously a big benefit. To hear what's going on. And it's encouraging that sometimes you find out that things are just as crazy in other buildings when you talk about like that grass isn't always greener on the other side stuff. So that was kind of nice. Our school's currently, I should point out, we have a huge building. It's 5 stories. It's built for 3,000 kids. We have less than 250 in our building. And that said, there's a lot of places that kids can hide because they unfortunately like to cut class 8 times out of 10, or should I say 5 times out of 8, because that's how many periods we have. And they're installing right now. This isn't just because of cutting class. There's also, you know, obvious blind spots and security issues and stuff that's happened in the district that has mandated this in different schools, and ours is no different. And we're basically getting over 120. I mean, the numbers change. Someone said 5,000, someone said 120, someone said 150, 115, 75. From what I've gathered, and I guess I'll take the mean and mode, and it sounds like about 120 cameras are being installed. So we're seeing a lot of lights, a lot of lights flickering as, you know, they start adding things to the power grid at our school. A lot of those like globed lights or whatever. Again, they're adding so many, like it's an alarming amount of wiring and staff that we don't know who are you know, doing this electrician stuff. And at the end of the day, I'm like, they're still going to find a way to cut class. Like, we have this issue where kids could roam the halls right now, and it's super easy. There's so many stairwells. There's blind spots that they are addressing right now, which is good. Hopefully, they consulted the right people to get the right angles and locations for these cameras, but who knows? But there are permanent subs, daily subs for teachers who are just out sick or at a meeting or something like that, a PD. And frankly, permanent staff members that just let kids hang out in there when they know they should be in class and they are likely failing their class. And they're not going to put cameras in classrooms. How would we shit talk them? You know? We would be bugged. We'd be wired. We would never be able to speak freely. in a negative way about what's going on in our schools. But yeah, they're still going to cut class, man. It's still going to happen. Now, I know it's more of the safety element. Like I remember when I student taught, that school had HD cameras every, you know, 4 inches, because we would ever so often when I was student teaching, and keep in mind, I didn't know 99% of the kids in the building, because, you know, you're a student teacher, you only have, you know, a set group for about 14 weeks. And we would always get these emails with like, do you know this student? And it would be a HD picture, like up close of these students' faces from a security camera. And I'm like, okay, we're catching up. That was in, I did my student teaching in the spring, right? Yeah, spring semester of 2017. Then I started teaching in the fall of 2017. So it's nice that now in the spring of 2024, my current school is catching up to 7 years ago at my student teaching school. So you know what? Better late than never. Hopefully it does something for safety and security. Anyway, so student athletes, we have a very small track team. We had one of our second to last and last track meets of the season. And the second to last one was so cold, I kid you not. And I think I mentioned too that, you know, when we go, we often get these like nice vans that are really comfortable. They're great because it's actually, I guess, cheaper or it's more flexible with scheduling. I don't know, but we're not really going in school buses these days. And it was such a cold meet. Like we're talking, it was like, it felt like 0 degrees. It's probably 30, but with the wind and you're at these track meets for 3, sometimes 4 hours or so, depending on how many schools and how fast the meet is going. And we still have one more event for like 4 or 5 of our athletes. And luckily, everyone had at least done 1 or 2 events in the meet already. But when I tell you, when some of these student athletes, including the ones that were going to be in that last event at the end of the meet, when they were like, hey, can we go? It's too cold. I was already running to the bus to get warm, the van to get warm, already there. Didn't have to tell me twice. I was gone. Because man, it was brutal. It's still an adjustment for me because I'm still used to coaching football where it's very hands-on the entire 3 hours of, you know, the event, the game. And that includes like halftime, pregame, post, all of that. Versus it's a different vibe. You're still coaching, it's still involved, but it's not as constant and there's not as much movement compared to every, you know, even sometimes intensity, frankly, compared to something like coaching football or basketball, something like that. Of course, you'd be inside for basketball, so that would be nice. So, but we did normally, again, a van, but we did one time, we were like, where is our van? What's going on here? And we had an issue with transportation a few times, you know, over the past couple of years where it wasn't ordered or something went wrong with the van / bus. But we see this massive, like 80 plus passenger coach bus. We're like, that can't be for us, because we had no joke less than 5 athletes with us. Like that would be insane. But then in the back of our minds, we're like, but it could be for us. And it turns out it was. So we had 3 athletes, 2 coaches on the biggest bus. The bus driver looked at me like I was in this bus had a bathroom for this 30-minute one-way drive. For 5 total passengers and 1 driver. To the point where like the bus driver asked me before we got on with the team, it was just me out there checking to make sure it was in fact our insanely large bus, and goes, how many you got? I told fucking 3, man. Oh, that's it? I just dropped off a team of 75 kids at a different event. I was like, nope. Like we get on. And this happened with the other one too, the more recent one, where it was super cold, where it was like, we get on the bus and we got single digits, including coaches. And the driver's like, that's it? And we're like, yep, it's just us. Let's go. It's so great for ratios, by the way, or not losing anyone. Super easy, right? The bar is on the floor. But, and I guess last, I don't know why this is in here, last parting thought for this week, because, you know, We got stuff to do. You got stuff to do. Maybe you're on your way to work right now. I don't know. Whenever we get back to the building, it's usually after even custodians have left. So we're the only ones in the building. And so I have to essentially, you know, text my principal every time to, you know, disarm the school security system so that we don't get arrested along with our three kids that just got off of a fancy coach bus. And then I just have to, once everybody is out, I've confirmed all the students are out, other coaches out, I'm usually the last person. It's super eerie. It's super weird. You stand there for a second and it's all dark and stuff. And you're like, why am I the only one here? But sometimes before sending that text, I think to myself, let me get a little thrill. And this is what I do. I'll say, like, maybe I'm a minute or two away from the door that I take to get out to the parking lot to get to my car. And just to add a little excitement, because I know it's not going to be immediate that I text and then, you know, the building is rearmed immediately. But to give myself a little excitement, sometimes I'll say, yep, we're all out of the building. And I'm still there. And then I got to tell you, it's a great thrill. It's a great thrill. You just that split second of, I do have some urgency that I got to get out of here. This floor is about to be lava. And I got to tell you, it's worth it. And I haven't been arrested a single time from getting the school alarm called on me. I guess we have ID for a reason. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to this week. Jumbled thoughts, admittedly, but we'll be back to our usual format with Peter and I having a couple of drinks and going over a couple of different things. Maybe we'll do some how would you handle it's or the 1003 great things about teachers, because we haven't busted out those books in a minute. And it's time we do. That got really deep and threatening. I apologize. But hey, thanks for listening. Whatever app you're listening in, fantastic. Share it with somebody you know. You can follow us on social media. Just search Classroom Brew. I think we have Instagram and TikTok right now. And yeah, rate and review. And I appreciate it. So until next week, class dismissed.
This is Classroom Brew.